USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Hurricane Ida continues across the Gulf of Mexico Saturday morning. The National Hurricane Center's latest update is Ida in the southeastern Gulf with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall in the northern Gulf Coast late Sunday, early Monday. A hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans. The U.S. launching a deadly airstrike against ISIS-K, a CENTCOM spokesman announcing Friday an ISIS-K planner killed in the unmanned attack. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears is skeptical these over-the-horizon capabilities can continue once we leave Afghanistan.
We have nothing that's nearby in Afghanistan that can get there. So coming back and that we're going to hit them is a very difficult prospect. I don't know how you're going to find them or what you're going to do. It's going to be very hard.
Sears talking to CBS News Friday before the airstrike. Meanwhile, family members ID 8 of the 13 victims in Thursday's suicide attack, 4 of them just 20 years old, the oldest victim 31. This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.